This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Everybody deserves to be happy, right?
Sure.
Okay. Well, if you're somebody that has a hard time feeling happy, there's an easy exercise, according to experts, where you can make yourself feel better. And it's called a happiness hug.
Aww.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Sure.
The happiness hug. Now, the downside is you have to sit through something like a video on how to do it with a guy who talks like this.
You're invited to allow your eyes to close. Bringing to mind a recent mistake or failure or something about yourself.
So, like, I know that that's how people who do this for a living are supposed to talk, but why'd they pick that guy?
Well, outside of that setting, outside of a setting where you are, like, trying to, like, have a healing session,
yeah,
it sounds like the way a very nice kidnapper talks.
Right. Yeah, totally. If I told you, like, these were the last instructions I ever heard before everything went dark.
Sending kindness and warmth to yourself. One hand to your belly and the other to your chest. With the energy of giving yourself a hug.
And then he threw a bag over my head.
I had the taste of sulfur in my mouth, and then I woke up at a second location.
Thought I'd never see my wife again. All right, but this is called the happiness hug. And here's step one. You close your eyes and you think of a recent mistake. I want you guys to try this, okay? And I'll try to not be as weird as that guy. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Close your eyes. Mm-hmm. Think of a recent mistake or failure, something that's been bothering you.
Okay.
And then consider how thinking about that makes you feel. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Step two. Bring one hand to your chest and the other hand to your stomach.
Does it matter which one?
Nope. Whatever's more comfortable for you, I guess. And give yourself a little hug. Try to do it with the same warmth as if you were hugging someone that you loved. And then finally, think to yourself while you're hugging yourself, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment? And then take a few seconds, and when you're ready, open your eyes and go on with your day. The happiness hug. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good.
Does it really?
Yeah.
So it worked?
I think it worked for me.
I don't think it worked for me.
I tried this and it didn't work for me.
I feel the same.
Okay, but are you really trying?
I don't think I can. And that's the problem. I get too into my head because I have thoughts like I get stuck on the part where think of a recent mistake or failure.
Okay.
And then I just get mad at myself for making that recent okay. mistake or failure.
Okay. Do you believe that this could work?
For some people.
No.
You have to
believe that it can. You're going into it because I know you. You're going into it thinking, I know this won't work. So you're doing it really under false pretenses. You're just sort of physically walking yourself through the motions.
I see what you're saying.
But you're not actually letting your brain do it.
I see what you're saying.
So do you want to try?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay.
You walk me through it.
Okay.
You know all the steps. Now you're an expert just like Kidnapper Man.
right. Okay.
Okay, I'm closing
my eyes. Think of a recent mistake or failure in your life.
Okay.
Okay, put one hand on your chest.
Okay,
you got now. Just focus on just the one. It's okay. Feel where you feel that in your body, though. Where do you feel that in your body?
In my head.
Okay, you feel it in your head. Good.
Yeah.
Remember that. Okay.
All right, okay.
Now put your one hand on your chest. One hand on your stomach.
This is the happiness hug. Okay.
Okay. Now give yourself a hug with the same forgiveness that I would forgive you. And I'm hugging you.
See, I'm really just...
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm kind of... Is it working for you, Kevin?
I think so. I think it's Katie's soothing voice, and then it got me in the mindset, and then I was able to release.
See, it makes me want to move the hand on my chest up to the hand on my neck and choke myself a little bit. Like, you said you were going to go outside and weed this weekend. You said you were going to weed this weekend. And now it's a project that is so much harder than everything else.
It could have just been
a bunch of little projects. But no, you put things off.
I think there are way worse things you can beat yourself up about.
Well, of course there are. That's just the first one that came to mind. What do you mean? Your kid said, will you play with me? And you said, no, I'm busy. And then you went back to doom scrolling.
Okay, now listen. Imagine me hugging you and saying, like, it's okay, I forgive you.
Yeah, but nobody should forgive me for that.
Okay. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We want to know, what is your irrational fear? Or... have you gone to therapy and worked yours out? We'd love to know what that one is, too. And also kind of like give us the secret to working out our irrational fears. Call or text us right now. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And we're getting into this because Katie has been doing a lot of yard work. And it has unlocked a new irrational fear because she's already had a pile. And now there's a new one.
Okay, my other irrational fears I don't think are that irrational. Open waters, somebody hiding in a porta potty, and holes all seem very rational to me. Like you said, I've been doing a lot of yard work. So I've got tall rubber boots. I wear my gloves. I've got my hat. I am covered, okay? And there are bugs out there. There are worms out there. All that's fine. But there are also snakes out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're just garter snakes. But they are snakes nonetheless.
Those garter snakes can become kings. Have you seen them? They're humongous
sometimes.
No,
don't even tell me this.
All right.
And we have a rock wall that's been built up, which can house many, many snakes. And my fear is that I will be bending over, doing something in the yard. And a snake will go in my mouth.
A snake will go in your mouth. Like it'll jump up or like...
I don't know how it gets in there. That's none of my business.
It's just going to happen.
The point is, snake is in my mouth. A snake, a live snake.
So we just got a text message into 909-1065, also snake related. My irrational fear is every time I use the bathroom, I'm worried a snake's going to come up from the toilet and bite me.
Okay, that's not irrational.
An irrational fear.
It happens?
It absolutely happens.
Of course it has happened.
In Australia, it happens all the time.
Oh, it doesn't happen all the time.
It does. They have to keep their things closed. In hotels, they even say keep the lid down.
Okay, I have an irrational fear. We've talked about it many times on the show.
Is this a monster taking your penis?
I'm worried that at some point during my lifetime, a monster will come into my bedroom and take my penis. And I don't mean like a monster as in like a man or like a human that's going to like do
sicko.
I don't mean that. What I mean is a big furry monster that looks like Sully for Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Just comes in and I don't know how magic takes it. Just
walks
takes
away.
It. And somebody else has a ghoulish irrational fear too. They texted in and just said vampires. Yeah, I get that. 916-909-1065. Is this Katie?
Yeah.
All right, what is your irrational fear?
I am absolutely terrified of goldfish.
What?
What about goldfish scare you?
I hope they don't blink. They are weird. They smell weird. I understand that they're breathing in the water, but they look like they're gasping for air.
Okay, can I tell you another one of Gavin's irrational fears? And he's going like, oh, how funny. Monster's going to steal my penis. Here's another one of Gavin's irrational fears. He's afraid at any time, I think especially in your garage, right?
I don't know what you're going to say.
A rodent's going to nibble your finger.
Oh, I am terrified. When I was a kid, a hamster bit my finger and it was so scary. It hurt and it wouldn't stop bleeding. And from now on, I'll like look at hamsters and gerbils and cute rodents, but I'm not getting near any of them. Mm-mm.
Oh, wait, this is for pets? This isn't for like
all rodents.
All rodents.
All
okay.
rodents.
Okay, we put this up on Facebook. Do we want to do these?
Sure. And we've got some really funny ones coming into 909-1065 on text. My favorite one so far. I have an irrational fear that I'm going to choke to death on my own spit one day.
Okay, Katie said the garbage disposal is going to magically turn on anytime I reach in to grab something out. Yes.
Yeah.
Terrifying. This is a fear I also have, and I have to put it out of my mind sometimes. Michelle said driving up a steep hill and having the fear that the car will flip over backwards.
But how would that happen?
Kevin,
it's irrational.
How's a snake going to get in my mouth?
That's a great point. Kevin, tell us real fast what your porta potty one is.
I'm scared that someone might tip me over when I'm in.
Okay, but people do that. That doesn't seem.
That's mean.
But I mean, it doesn't happen randomly. It doesn't happen when he's talking about like river porta potties and stuff like that.
Amanda on Facebook says that she has bathmophobia, which is a fear of stairs.
Oh.
And she said, I fell down, and then she says, slash up, stairs a few too many times, so I'm extra slow. We know somebody that has a fear of stairs.
We do?
And she said to me one time, the fact that there are so many stairs in the world, they're like loaded guns.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
This is the moment we've all been waiting for. It all comes down to just a regular round of Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Yes.
It's, you know, not that special, but it's special, you know, really cool. And we are going to be playing this morning with Lily and Olivia. That sounds fun. Girls, are you there?
Yeah.
Sounds like a Disney Junior show.
Hi.
It does. Both of you sound like children. Is an adult driving the car?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Which one's the adult?
That would be Chris.
Oh, my God. What a... That would be Olivia. All right. Okay. Well, Katie's going to leave the studio. I'm going to ask apparently all three of you 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right when she comes back into the studio. Jackpot's up to $180, and Kevin is fine-tuning the answer for the last question right now because I don't think I'm right about it. And the whole thing's brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. Three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville, and they are all delicious. Kevin, how are we on that last one there?
Doing great.
Can you tell me how I should rephrase the question?
No, I think you phrased it fine. I'm just crunching the numbers.
Okay. All righty. Here we go. Question one, gang. Despite Republicans blocking Ukraine and Israel aid getting passed for months, it was finally passed last night. However, in the bill was the TikTok ban, which means as soon as President Biden signs it, TikTok has to be sold in how long or it is banned in America? 6, 9, or 12 months?
Nine.
Okay. Question two. Clue is one of the best and biggest cult comedies of the 80s, and it's getting rebooted. Sony and Hasbro are not only doing a new Clue movie, but also doing a Clue TV show. There are six characters in the board game. Name two of them.
Professor Plum and Colonel Mustard.
All righty. And question three. Tom Cruise was one of the many famous attendees of Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party, and he shocked everyone when he decided to break dance. Yes, break dance. It wasn't captured on video, but people said they were, quote, dumbfounded with how odd and how good he was. Break dancing started in New York City in the 60s. Thank you! Oh, oh my God!
Bless
oh
you.
My God!
Ew!
Oh my God, these damn allergies, let me tell you. Holy hell. Break dancing in New York City in the 60s, and you dance on a piece of what?
Cardboard.
Kevin's being so helpful today, by the way.
I just thought why you needed a tissue.
I need a tissue because I sneezed on part of my shirt. Question. Kevin's just staring at me. I like desperately need things all over the studio. Question four. The Supreme Court is deciding whether abortion gets more restricted in America. The justices are hearing arguments on whether or not doctors are allowed to do an emergency abortion to save the life of the mother in Idaho. And their decision, either way, will have federal ramifications. What's the capital of Idaho?
Boise.
And question five. People were thrilled by Iowa's Caitlin Clark playing women's NCAA championship, but then they got mad at her salary in the WNBA because it was so small. Well, Nike has signed her to a $27 million 8-year deal, which is how many times her $300,000 WNBA salary? Oh, God almighty.
Nine times.
All righty. Kevin, bring Katie back in here. And man, I don't even. Where are you guys going? How many people are in the car? There's three people in the car.
Three people.
And where are we going? I'm guessing school's one of them, right?
Yeah, middle school and elementary school.
Middle school and elementary. Oh, Dad's driving two girls.
How? Are you kidding?
I thought there was a mom and a dad and a little girl.
No, it's Chris, Olivia, and Lily.
Got it. All right.
Are you okay?
No, look at my shirt.
He had a sneeze attack when you were out there.
I sneezed on it, and some of it got on my shirt.
That's
disgusting.
I know.
Yeah, I know that, Katie.
Okay.
You pee your pants every day.
Oh.
Yeah, that's disgusting too, but you'll hear me pointing it out.
Floor.
Well, I have allergies. This is no way to treat a morning on the wake-up call. Actually, it's the only thing we do every morning on the wake-up call. Here we go. Are you ready?
I don't know, Gavin.
Me either, actually. Question one. Despite Republicans blocking Ukraine and Israel aid getting passed for months, it was finally passed last night. However, in that bill was the TikTok ban, which means that as soon as President Biden signs it, TikTok has to be sold in how long or it is banned in America. 6, 9, or 12 months?
Okay, this feels like a trick question because I thought it was 9 to 12 months.
So
9 or 12, I guess.
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
I'll give it to you. 9 months. Question 2. Clue is one of the best and biggest cult comedies of the 80s. We were talking about it just the other day, and I'm shocked you haven't seen the movie. Have you watched it since?
I have seen the movie, which I've said many times. I just don't remember all the parts of it because I saw it as a child.
It's getting rebooted. Sony and Hasbro are not only doing a new Clue movie, but they're also going to be doing a Clue TV show. There are 6 characters in the board game. Name 2 of them.
Colonel Mustard and Professor Plum.
Yeah. The others are Mr. Green, Peacock, Miss Scarlet, and Miss White. Question 3. Tom Cruise was one of the many famous attendees of Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party. He shocked everybody when he decided to break dance.
What?
He's break got dance. So many talents.
It was not captured on video, but people said they used the word dumbfounded. And they said he's not bad at it, but still it was very odd.
Yeah.
Breakdancing started in New York City in the 60s, and you would dance on a piece of what?
Cardboard.
Yeah. Question 4. The Supreme Court is deciding whether abortion gets even more restricted in America. The justices are hearing arguments today on whether or not doctors are allowed to do an emergency abortion to save the life of the mother of a mother in Idaho. And their decision, either way, will have federal ramifications. What is the capital of Idaho?
Idaho, Boise. Yeah.
And question 5, people were thrilled by Iowa's Caitlin Clark when she played in the women's NCAA championship. And then they got mad when her salary for the WNBA was so small. Well, Nike has just signed her to a $27 million
eight-year
deal.
Nice.
Which is how many times her $300,000 WNBA salary?
Oh, boy. Oh, no. Nine times?
Is actually, you are on the right track. So is Chris. It's 90. 90 times.
Carry the one.
Right. That's what every math lesson Lily and Olivia starts with. Carry the one and sneeze on your shirt. But just so everybody knows, by the way, it's on my shoulder. I didn't like use my shirt to like clean. I like tried to turn away from the microphone, and
I don't know what happened before I got in here. We've talked about this sneeze too long.
It's, you know,
we gotta be done.
It's mortifying.
It's over.
You know what it is? It's like when you're with somebody and you sneeze, it comes out of nowhere and it gets all over your hand, and you're like, oh my god, that's what it was like.
That feels worse.
That the hand?
Yeah.
Well, sure. Okay. Yeah. All right, well, final score. Here we go. Car full of people. 4, Katie, 4.
Oh, thank gosh. Wow.
Katie,
you guys did well, ladies.
Well, there's 3 against 1. You did well. I would say
thank you.
You did well. All right, gang, everybody at once, what do you have to say?
Yes, your future's bright.
Oh, boy, have a good day at school. Coming up next on the show, what are we doing? Oh, what are your irrational fears? We want to know, so call or text us right now, 916-909-1065.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
It's very simple. You call 916-909-1065 and you tell us your maiden name, and then you tell us your married name. And then Katie and I, who've gone through extensive training, she has her PhD in it.
Yep.
We'll tell you which one is better. And we are going to start with Jamie. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Tell us your maiden name.
Okay, my maiden name is Wigman.
Wigman?
W-I-G-M-A-N.
Well, that's exactly how I would imagine right. Wigman was spelled.
Yeah.
My last name is Cat, but it's spelled C-A-T. So.
Okay, Jamie, I can already tell you're a lot of fun.
Jamie Wigman.
Okay, so Jamie Wigman. Yeah. I don't hate it, but like...
It's a tough name.
She's not going to be prom queen. You know what I mean?
Anything that ends with M-A-N is just... Because it always makes you sound like the worst superhero.
To me, it seems like it was one of those things. Well, she has to grow into her looks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you have to wait till she gets a wig.
Right. So what is your married name?
It's Shula. But I've been divorced for 12 years.
Oh, so
but
you
it
are...
is still Shula?
I'm still Shula.
Okay, I like Jamie Shula.
I don't.
Why? Jamie Shula sounds like somebody you work with. It sounds like somebody you respect.
Okay, I think it sounds like somebody you work with.
But
it's somebody you work with and forget you work with.
No, you don't forget.
And then
forget
the only time you remember her is when you go to get something out of your mailbox at work, and then you see everybody's labeled mailboxes. You go, oh, yeah.
No, I just.
She's working remotely still?
I disagree. I think Jamie Shula sounds like somebody that's got a fun plant on her desk. Like, not like just like a succulent,
right.
Like a fun plant where people's like, Jamie's plant is starting to encroach on my desk.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Hmm.
You would call Jamie Shula Janet.
I would call
even
her,
though you worked with her for years and years.
I'd call her Shula.
No, you would not remember. You would say, does she work here? I'd say, Gavin, she's worked here for 7.5 years.
And I'd say, who, Wigman? You go, no.
Okay.
All right. I think Katie convinced me it's a downgrade.
Downgrade.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. And by the way, looking for a new last name.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Amanda. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Amanda. Well, let's party. Tell us what your maiden name was.
My maiden name was Landrum.
Amanda Landrum.
Landrum?
Yes. Land and drum.
It's that's too many of the same sounds over and over again.
It seems like it's a palindrome.
Yeah, Amanda Landrum.
Yeah, my last name is actually my first name backwards.
Like I started to say Amanda and I just got stuck.
Yeah,
Amanda.
I started saying Amanda, but I ended saying Landrum.
What is your married name?
My married name is Bauer.
Okay. Now, Jack Bauer really
put Bauer on the map.
He helped this name because prior to that, it was my friend Craig Bauer who always wore khaki pants to school. Listen, he's doing great now. He's a cinematographer in Hollywood.
Well, what kind of pants does he wear?
Probably still khakis. Okay. Everybody made fun of him, called him khaki tacky.
Even prior to Jack Bauer, mm-hmm. I feel like Bauer is like a power suit.
It is, because it sounds like,
sounds
like power.
Like a lady wears a power suit.
A Bauer suit.
Sounds like power.
It's a real Bauer move. She's, yeah. So okay, I say this is
upgrade.
An upgrade. Yeah, because Amanda Landrum.
Amanda Landrum. Ram-a-lam-a-landrum.
Let's talk to Kimberly. By the way, whenever you say Amanda Landrum, you got to move your shoulders up and down like, ah. Kimberly, good morning.
I'm going to die. I'm literally going to die.
What is your maiden name?
Zwankus.
What?
Bless you.
That's what it sounds like, the sound that comes out of Katie's sick head right now.
Yeah, sorry. Right. Some pink
juice.
Okay, what does that start with?
Like a Z, like zebra?
Like a Z.
Okay.
It's not really a Z. It's like when you see an O with two dots over it. Okay. All right. What is your married name?
No, I'm still stuck on this one. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, it starts with a Z, and then what's the rest of it?
Oh, Z-W-A-N-K. H-U-Z-E.
Okay.
That sounds like a cat walked across a keyboard.
100%.
All right. What is your...
I stopped writing letters down.
Your absolute upgraded new name is what?
Hoytink.
Oh, my God. Hoytink.
I'm going to suffocate.
Like... Well, Hoytink is what a comic book artist writes in a comic book when a character gets bonked on the head.
I can't breathe.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know either. I mean, does she become a Landrum?
Yeah, do you want the name Landrum?
Kimberly Landrum. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. This might be the first tie we ever have on Married Name Upgrade Downgrade.
I don't know what to...
To be fair, I don't know what your maiden name is still.
Hoodwink?
Zoinkus. What is it?
What is your married... Oh, her maiden name is Zonku?
What is it?
Zwanku.
Zwanku.
And then your married name is what?
Hoytink.
Both of these sound like medications. All right, you know what? How about for a first time ever, Kevin, you get to decide, okay?
Yeah. What?
Upgrade or downgrade?
I'm going to go with Hoytink.
All right, there you go. Congratulations. That was a tough one.
That was fun.
Wow, but congratulations.
You're a blessing.
Yeah, Kimberly, you are. Thank you so much for listening. And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's
it
for
sure.
Sure
is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There are some things that exist that we've all just accepted and we're like, oh, sure. I mean, it's called that, when it really, in reality, should have been called something else. We have a whole list of things here, and I wanna give you an example so you know what I'm talking about, okay? Contractions.
Okay.
Okay? Why are they called contractions? It's a pain that a woman goes through, right, when she's in the birthing process. Why aren't they called something clever, like a birthquake? Why not?
Very smart.
Where did we go wrong the way?
You're so,
so
right.
So if there's something that you can think of that you, maybe you already call it something more clever than what it's actually called, text it in to 916-909-1065. We have a full list. Let us know. You want to hear another one?
Yeah.
How about this one? Dentures.
Okay.
Why don't we call dentures substitutes?
Okay, these are cutesy.
They're cutesy!
Yeah.
And they're better than dentures.
Yeah.
At least denture has the word dent in it, and we know that that's like the Greek thing for teeth and stuff. How about anytime you see, now I know some people that do this one. Anytime you see bacon substitute,
okay,
you call it facon.
Oh, right.
Okay. I like that one a lot. But look at, I mean, just Iceland and Greenland. Iceland should have been called.
Sure.
Or Greenland should have been called Iceland, yeah, and Iceland should have been called Greenland.
Yeah.
Just from the differences. Do you have anything on that you do?
Well, like, why isn't a bracelet called like a wrist ring?
Perfect example.
You know?
Why isn't a bracelet called a wrist ring?
Right.
That's all it is. It's not even, it's even close to an actual ring. We see it.
Right.
How come knots when you tie, a knot, why is that called a knot? Like
instead of what?
I don't know. That should be called something else. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It neck knot. Like, a tie should be a neck knot.
Oh.
Instead of calling it a tie.
Okay, why do we call, what if we should call cars transporters?
Something like that. You know, here's more from this list.
Or like a phone, call it a talkie.
Milk should be called cereal sauce. A donut should be a sugar bagel.
Yes.
We know what a bagel is. Let's call it a sugar bagel.
I never understood why a donut wasn't called a donut hole. Because a donut hole is not a hole.
Right. It's the opposite.
It's the opposite of a hole.
There should be a better name for
the
that.
The donut hole should be called a donut.
Well, I remember in the 80s, didn't Dunkin' Donuts try to rebrand them as Munchkins?
They still do.
Okay. I don't need Dunkin' Donuts very often. So maybe that's it, but that doesn't make sense.
No.
And that seems insulting to little people.
Sure.
You know? How about astronomers?
Okay.
You know what an astronomer is?
Yeah.
They should be called scientists.
Yes.
I mean, we've said many times on this show that we don't have a name for it, but I'm giving it a name when you see somebody that wears a whole bunch of bracelets and a whole bunch of rings, maybe paints their fingernails, a lot of rock stars. Think of Johnny Depp's hands. I call them hand costumes.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that that's great.
So would a hat be a head costume?
Yes.
Okay.
It depends on what kind of hat. Is it for costume purposes or is it
it's just a hat.
Then yeah.
Okay.
It's a head costume.
What would we call an umbrella? Because what a silly name.
Yeah.
Like, why isn't that a rain slicker?
Umbrella sounds like a mythical creature. It does. It sounds like it's something that exists alongside a unicorn.
Yeah.
There are the unicorns, the trolls, and the umbrellas. And they frolic under the rainbow. You know, you're right. It should be like rainaways or something like that. How about jet skis? It should be called motorcycles.
That is so
That's
good.
What it is. It's a motorcycle.
That is so good.
Listen, feel free to take all of these, by the way.
But definitely pretend that they were yours.
Exactly.
That's what we're going to do.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we want to know, what restaurant has the best fountain soda? Okay, this is important, people. This is very important. And I know that we talked about this once years and years ago on the show, but TikTok, doggone it, they have resurrected this debate. People are going crazy for it, right, Kevin?
Yeah, they are saying this one specific fast food has the best.
Okay, and what fast food place are they saying has the best fountain drink?
They said McDonald's, but specifically Coke.
Coke products at McDonald's. Coke.
Yeah.
And Katie, you kind of agree with this, correct?
I mean, Diet Coke, but I mean, yeah.
All right. And there's a conspiracy theory that exists because we asked people to text into 909-1065. If you disagree with the McDonald's being the leading one, call right now or text in. And many people have texted in McDonald's as well, but not everybody. And apparently there is a conspiracy. We have somebody who wants anonymity. Oh. So
what a funny thing to want to stay secret about.
Michelle, good morning.
Oh.
What is the conspiracy theory? What do you think it is?
They have a secret recipe.
Yes,
they do.
They
put their syrup in the freezer first. So it's sitting in the cold. So it's chilled. And they have the right mixture. And they also chill the other part that goes with it. So
okay, now can I ask a question? How do you know this? Did you used to work there, or did you read this on Reddit?
I read it, but it wasn't Reddit.
Okay, I'm not sure how. Now, we actually have, some might call an expert in.
Not some. He is an expert.
Okay.
We have Coach Brad, who owns a Chick-fil-A. Which Chick-fil-A do you own? Which one again? What's the location?
We're located at 2354 Sunrise Boulevard, baby.
Okay. Right off of 50, right?
Yes, right off of 50.
And now, I feel like Chick-fil-A has given themselves an unfair advantage.
Why is that?
Pebble ice.
Yes, their ice is amazing.
Okay, now that does make a difference.
It makes a difference.
I'm sure, because Coach, I'm sure that you would say that your Chick-fil-A and Chick-fil-A's everywhere have the best fountain soda. I'm sure you would say that.
Hands down.
Right. But you have expertise. You are a former chemist,
yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay, so is there a secret to making the best fountain soda at a restaurant?
I don't know if I can say that on the air.
Maybe there is a conspiracy.
Okay, so maybe I'll ask you this. Does your restaurant or do all Chick-fil-A's do something different than your competitors as far as you're concerned?
No, there is no difference.
Okay.
We all get from the same vendors, in all honesty.
You didn't have headphones on. The person that just called in said that she read on the internet that McDonald's puts their syrup in the freezer first before they hook it up. Do you think that there's any truth to that?
Interesting. I can't say whether I know for a fact one way or the other.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting. Or what would that, from a chemistry standpoint, what would that even do?
I could see where on a chemistry side that could possibly concentrate the product.
Okay.
Guys, do we really think that McDonald's is doing that? Honestly.
No, because here at the end of the day, well, I want to say a fountain soda is not bringing you to an establishment.
That is not true. We know somebody, Coach, strap in. We know somebody that we have worked with for 15 years that every single morning she goes to Chick-fil-A and she gets a Diet Coke.
Really?
Yes.
I love that person.
Text messages coming in are off a lot of McDonald's people, but that's not it. Some people say, no, the best soda, fountain soda, is still found at Wendy's with Dave's Cream Soda. Some people say,
Wendy's? Who goes to Wendy's?
In-N-Out still has 7-Up, and 7-Up is the best.
Okay.
But I will say this. My wife craves, there's a Mexican restaurant called Jalisco's. They have a couple of locations, okay? Great food, but my wife only wants the Diet Coke from there sometimes.
What if it's like wine and it's a food pairing thing? What if some people...
I have this theory with Taco Bell and Pepsi. Go ahead, say it.
What if the fountain drink tastes better sometimes because of the food you're eating it with.
I think, I personally, what do you have, Coke or Pepsi products at Chick-fil-A?
Coke.
God bless you. God, because Pepsi, However, Pepsi pairs well, in my opinion, only with Taco Bell because it has a slight sourness to it where Coke doesn't. It's more sweet. But for some reason, when I'm eating a soft taco from Taco Bell, I only want a Pepsi to wash it down with, and that is the only time I ever want Pepsi.
You don't think that's because you've just committed to giving up?
Listen, so many people are coming in. Somebody's saying Big A's root beer drive.
Okay,
what does that even mean?
I don't know, but their root beer is home brewed and it was deemed the best quality drink cuisine. Listen to that. Listen, go back and read your text message, okay?
Somebody said, I go to Chick-fil-A specifically for the diet lemonade.
Oh.
It is the bomb. That's my number one drink
really?
At Chick-fil-A.
Diet lemonade out of a fountain sounds
That's
delicious.
Not my favorite person on your text stream.
Wow. So what we have proven is there's no solution to this.
There's no right answer.
But because we've got Coach Brad here.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Specifically
right off of 15. That's right.
And once again, what is the location of yours?
2354 Sunrise Boulevard, right there at Sunrise and 50, baby.
Thank you so much for coming in being part of this debate and giving your chemistry expertise as well.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
Don't ask Jeeves, ask Kevin, because he spends more time on the internet than a human being should, and he does it for you to find three interesting facts that he almost understands for Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know wombat poop is cube-shaped?
What?
Yeah.
How is that anatomically possible?
Their indigestion. I know. I researched this.
Their indigestion.
Yeah. Saying indigestion.
The digestive system.
Go ahead. I have to Google this.
It's something with their body constricting at certain parts when they're doing the deed.
What?
So that's why it comes out cube form.
Hey,
he is 100% true.
Yeah, when I found this out, I really researched it.
It looks like charcoal briquettes.
Kevin, question. Without Googling it, can you explain what a wombat is?
Yeah, it's like a kind of like a rodent near the Australian area.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Okay. Yeah. God, they are.
They're ugly.
They're not ugly. I don't think
they're
ugly.
Like giant gerbil mixed with something else.
Like
they're
complicated to figure out.
You know what a wombat looks like? Here's what a wombat looks like. Imagine it's like a mouse that you went to high school with that you have not seen in 20 years.
Oh,
then you show up to the reunion and now the mouse looks like this. Where you can still recognize, like, oh my God, that's Jerry the Mouse. He has let himself go. He's humongous. And then he comes over. Hey, Gavin. Hey, Jerry.
Oh,
how are things? It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know before the invention of modern false teeth, dentures were commonly made from teeth of dead soldiers.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
When was this?
Before the invention of false teeth, so I guess before 1800s.
Is that when, what year were false teeth invented?
Good question.
19-something.
19 what?
After me, so 19.
After you?
No, before me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
1970?
Yeah.
So my grandparents had dead people teeth in their mouth?
Maybe longer.
Because my grandmother had dentures.
Sure, everybody's dead.
And you're telling me that they were the teeth of a dead person.
Were they uneven sizes?
I never got close enough to look. I was too scared. They would sit in what looked like water in a cup next to her police scanner, and that's how she would sleep.
American dream.
It was terrifying. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are they gender specific?
I was going to ask the same thing.
Okay. Get out of my head.
Well, Gavin, back then there weren't lady soldiers.
Why did we have to use soldier teeth?
That's a good question.
Because they were already dying. They were already like dead soldiers. So what are we going to do with their body?
But we had lots of dead people.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
I bet, though, that they were younger. So their teeth were probably better intact.
That's it. I'll bet 100% that's it.
How like would they keep it in the mouth?
Had dentures. You never had dentures before? You just put it in your mouth.
What do you mean?
But what did they use to keep it in there? Because they didn't have...
Oh, plastic.
They would use plastic?
Yeah.
She's asking, how would it stick to the gums?
Yeah,
you put the teeth on the plastic and you put the plastic in your mouth.
You know, it's just that simple.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know the Wright brothers actually only flew together once? They promised their father they'll always fly separately.
That's beautiful.
Oh, that's sweet.
That sounds like something that like somebody in like, you know, that era. When were the Wright brothers?
1960s.
The 1960s.
I'm firm.
Wow. The Wright brothers flew the first plane in the 1960s, and just a few years later, we went to space.
It was the age of industrialization.
Before that, there was an entire World War II.
Amazing.
We had to pick up our pace.
Think about how much better World War II would have gone if we had planes.
Well, I'll tell you what. Pearl Harbor would look different.
Yeah.
You know? That would historically probably have been different if we'd had planes then.
Those bombs were probably thrown from Japan.
Or just like maybe driven up in a buggy and then just sort of...
Amazing.
...pushed off.
So, Kevin, you have a brother.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you've promised your mother that you would never do together? Because now you guys Laura Kana card game play mm-hmm. together.
And we're
fight,
sure that makes her nervous.
Battle. Right. It makes us nervous, too. But is there anything else, though, that you're like, we'll never do it together, Ma?
Mm-mm.
Okay, everything.
We're always two peas in a pod.
Two peas in a pod.
I love that.
That's what they say.
Take to the sky, boys.
Kevin and Bobby. Look for their Netflix special coming soon. Thank you, Kevin, very much. That was an illuminating Did You Know.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
This guy's coming to Levi Stadium on May 17th. His name is Mr. Lucas Combs. And we've got some free tickets for you to go see him. All you have to be is caller 17, which is you, Dana. Congratulations.
Woo!
Thank you. Woo!
And now you get to play the game Lion for Luke. All right, we've been playing this all week long. Here's how we play. We're going to go around on the show, and we're going to tell you a story, an anecdote from our past. And you have to guess, is it true or is it a lie? Are we lying for Luke, okay?
Okay.
All right. Katie's going to go first.
Okay. When I was a kid, probably 10, 11, my parents had a chocolate factory. And it was in like an industrial park area, right? So just a bunch of buildings and kind of like fields. And obviously, fields have rodents, but if you have a factory, you don't want rodents in the factory. So I would set traps around the factory to catch mice and rats. And my parents would pay me a dollar amount per mouse or rat. And I called the business Rats to Riches.
Wow. Is that story true or a lie?
Lie?
It is the truth.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah. Rats to Riches is
and I
great.
Used to send, I used to give them an invoice.
They really?
Never pay me. Yep.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you didn't get a point on that one. So you need to get me and Kevin right in order to win these tickets. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Dana. Kevin, go ahead.
Okay. When I was a little kid, I loved eating fruit to the point where my favorite fruit back then was pomegranates.
Oh, wow. Bougie.
Okay. I ate so much pomegranate. Probably like five whole pomegranates, okay, in
okay.
one sitting. And I was so sick of it, I could nonstop, like, throwing up pomegranate. So from this day on, I cannot see or touch another pomegranate in my life.
Okay.
Was that story a truth or a lie, Dana?
True.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never seen you eat.
Wow. Wow. I can't do it no more.
Yeah.
It was not. Who knew if you could OD on fruits?
I bet that scared the hell out of you.
It scared my mom too. She thought I was bleeding.
I'm sure.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
If I saw my kid throw up bread, I'd be like, oh my God,
yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
All right, Dana, it all comes down to me.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Sounds like you're having all the fun. All right, here we go. Playing for Luke Combs tickets, lying for Luke. As I said yesterday, I grew up in Philadelphia. And we lived in a row home in Philadelphia in our block. Everybody was very close. One year for Christmas, one of our neighbors got a Christmas tree that they went and cut down themselves, which was very abnormal for Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
They brought it home, and in the middle of the night, they all started to scream because there was a bat in their tree. We could hear them all screaming, and everybody went and investigated, and they were out on their lawn, and they said, there's a bat. And I stood there as a 7-year-old boy with all of my friends, and I watched all of the dads put on whatever protective gear they could find, and they all went into the house to try to trap the bat and get it out of the house. Is that story a truth or a lie?
True?
That is absolutely true.
That is my favorite Gavin story. Yes. Which means, congratulations! Woo! You got tickets to go see Luke Combs.
People are doing well this week.
Yeah. I think what you meant to say was yee-haw. And there you go. May 17th, Levi Stadium. Make some plans. Who are you going to bring with you?
You know what? I think I'm going to bring my granddaughter.
Oh,
that's adorable.
Sweet.
That's adorable.
What a cool grandma.
Stay on hold. We got to get your information and congratulations. Now we have to. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.